Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk about a couple of things today. We're going to talk about protecting and preserving, or preserving and protecting. We speak every day about the need to preserve liberty, to protect your rights under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. When we speak to Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, we talk about taking control of our own finances and securing and security with our gold and silver, taking little steps or large leaps into protecting and securing your savings in that way. Starting at home is what we always say we have to do, and that's the truth regardless of what you're protecting or preserving. We're entering into the season of growth and fresh foods and produce. During today's show, we're going to have a little nostalgia, at least it is for me, as we bring on a new advertiser. But later in the show, we're going to discuss the preservation of both the First and the Second Amendments and what's going on and being said about those today. So hang on, for this show is going to be full of information. I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago that in cleaning out some of my old personal files, I stumbled on an old cheat sheet that I had created, all color-coded and everything, on how to put things in the database for my late boss, Derry Brownfield. On that list were several names, but this name jumped out at me, VacuPack. And I remembered fondly this company and what a great product and service they provided. So I decided to do some quick research, and I made a quick, I guess you could call it a cold call, although it turned out to be with warm memories. We're coming into the strawberry season and a few of those early yummies from the garden. So let's welcome Tom Dolder with VacuPack and talk about preserving and protecting not just food, but so much more. Preserving and protecting begins at home, regardless of what you're preserving, regardless of what you're protecting. However, VacuPack makes it simple. Welcome to CSC Talk Radio, Tom. It's great to have you back and be able to connect with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's a sunny day in Seattle, which, you know, we always like those.
Don't you always have a sunny day in Seattle? It rains a lot there, doesn't it?
It does rain here once in a while, yeah.
I got to visit there several years ago. My fourth boy, who actually has a birthday today, was in the Army, and he was stationed there at Fort Lewis. And so we came to visit him one time there in Seattle. So I got to visit some of your weather there, and it was really pretty nice while we were there.
Oh, when it's nice in Seattle, it's really nice.
Well, they said it was unusual. We could even see the mountains and the volcano there. And they said normally you couldn't see the whole thing because it was cloud-covered or partially cloud-covered. But we were able. It was bright and sunny and clear, so we had a good time.
Yep, we call that the mountains out.
Well, it was Mount Rainier, to be exact, that we were looking at. We did go travel and see Mount Rainier, and I'm a little afraid of heights, so I had a little problem up in the mountains, but I survived and gave my
son
some.
You're still on the ground while you're up there.
Yeah, I know they say you are, but I see the ground going, you know, way down there. So anyway, it's good to have you back, and it has been good to talk to you on the phone and talk about VacuPack. And I got to thinking this morning as I was doing my monologue, I don't really have a bio for Tom, but I think your VacuPack and the things that you have done kind of speak for you, and I was going to let you just kind of talk about VacuPack a little bit.
Well, VacuPack is kind of, you know, it's my brand name. And, you know, through the years, I've kept machines alive that, you know, I do a lot of repairs. And, you know, especially the older Food Saver came along in the early 80s and or mid 80s. And even those old, old machines like that that are 20, 30 years old at this point, I can still repair. So we keep those running for my customers, and we've kind of morphed into some new Italian machines, and we feature a lot of Spanish-built machines, and we're going more into the chamber style of machines more than the suction style of machines. But we still keep the little ones running.
Now, what is the difference between... Go ahead.
The difference between a chamber-style machine and a little suction-style machine?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, yes.
Yeah, money.
Well, it's the answer to everything, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Yeah, your chamber-style machines, you put the whole bag into the chamber, and that eliminates an awful lot of mess that happens when you're trying to vacuum pack things like razor clams or sucking up soups and stews and that kind of stuff. So chamber style machines are less mess, less fuss, and more money.
Well, you know, we were talking too, and the commercial that we scripted together. Well, you know, it's not just food that you can preserve when you vacuum pack it up. So I wanted to kind of discuss that, especially, you know, I have a lot of listeners that do the prepper thing. They do the preparedness, and they'll purchase this food, you know, the long-term storage food. But there's other ways to do that as well. And I wanted to talk about vacuum packing that way so my listeners could understand they can have control of that at home.
Yeah, we have always been quote unquote foodies around here. So we, you know, we go to the cash and carry and buy a 50-pound bag of rice and then vacuum pack it into. Mostly we use 6x12s, which are like a 1-pound package of stuff, and then put it down into a bucket and put it in the pantry. And
that's
then
pretty
neat. And you want rice, you just take one of those packets out and cook it up.
But you vacuum pack other things.
True for almost all your grains, like rices and wheats, and you can do flours and all sorts of stuff. And it just keeps stuff fresher a lot longer.
Because it keeps the oxygen out of there and the moisture out, which is, you know, keeps the bugs out. I used to sell Tupperware, and Tupperware, the bugs can't get in, but sometimes if you've got bugs that are already in there and you don't know it, the little larvae or the little eggs, and you don't know it in, say, for in particular rice, they can bore out. They'll hatch and bore out because they're still in the oxygen. They still have that, all it takes for them
to
live.
To breathe.
Yes, they got enough to do that. But VacuPack would secure that.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. They the bugs have a hard time breathing without air.
Yes, they do. They can't continue to grow. And, you know, it's more than just food. Because you were talking about, and you mentioned it on your website, which is vacupack.com, very simple, VacuPack.com. You mentioned in there preserving other items like old pictures. And I had just, Tom, you and I probably, we've talked and visited a few times through the years on the phone, but I actually lost a home in a fire many, many years ago. And I received some pictures back from somebody back in that time that I had lost. And I have a little black and white picture that's of me and a few of my kids and my husband when the older boy was in school, in kindergarten, I think, or first grade. But the youngest one at that time was with me, and we were out in the yard. We lived on the farm, and the food supply, the feed man wanted to take pictures of the family. And I think we're going into a break, and I'll tell this story when we come back. Anyway, long lost pictures made their way back to me. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. If you've got any questions about how to vacuum pack your precious items and your food at 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with an old acquaintance, I guess we should say, an old friend, Tom Dolder, with VacuPack. And we're discussing the VacuPack, and he is a new sponsor of the show. And you can give him a call in his office. Well, he's got people answering the phone at 1-800-227-3769. That's 1-800-227-3769. My story I was beginning to tell is I lost everything in that home. There was nothing salvageable. But an old friend had stumbled across, she was cleaning out her house because she was getting ready to move, and she was the wife of the feed salesman that came around that decided to take pictures of the family, and she found these old photos and sent them to me. Now, they're old black and white photos because they used them in their brochures or something back in that day. We're talking about back in the early 80s, and got those pictures back, and it really took us back. But you had mentioned, and when we talked and on your website, about preserving old photos. And, of course, I don't think people know what negatives are anymore. You could preserve the negatives of the old photos and vacuum them up and preserve them because the oxygen doesn't get to them. I have some things that were from my grandmother that are literally crumbling because of the age of time on the paper. And so I wanted you to kind of tell my listeners about that, your future customers, because they're going to want to know how to preserve not just their food. Everybody kind of gets that, but other items in their homes that are precious to them.
Well, and you just mentioned you just had an ad for silver and gold and that kind of stuff, and silver does tarnish, which is why your old photographs get yellow and faded, because they're basically a silver-based product. And, yeah. You know, coins, photographs, silver, it all stays a lot fresher, a lot longer. If you take the oxygen away, then things don't tarnish.
And it's just silver amazing.
Spoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive what a little bit of oxygen will do.
Yeah. Well, it keeps us alive, but it also will deteriorate a few things, too. But, yeah, the old photos, the silver, as you said, the silver coins, silver, I would think silver jewelry, if you're trying to preserve that, say it's a keepsake from someone, and other silver items that are precious to you, pictures and negatives, other things like that. I'm trying to think of them all off of the top of my head here because I know when I lost everything, you know, of course, having them vacuum-packed and kept in the house wouldn't work, but if you vacuum-packed them and put, like, the negatives and maybe a second set of photos, everybody gets two photos made, and put those in a special box that's fire-resistant, fire-retardant, or into a safety box in the bank, whatever way you want to do that, in a different place other than one place, and you can preserve them and keep them just in case something would happen. And then you mentioned the savings with food. Buy food when it's on sale, buy it in bulk, and vacuum it up and save money.
And harvest your own and all of that stuff.
Right.
You bet.
You know, I've got some boys that like to hunt, and they get a lot of their meat when they go deer hunting. They get a lot of that meat and put it into spicy sticks and that kind of thing, and they can vacuum pack that up. You know, different items that you think about, you can save. You know, if one of my boys likes to dry his food, to dry meat, make jerky, and you can do that with your fruits and your vegetables too, dehydrate them. And then you can vacuum pack that up, and you've got food for a long time. All you got to do is open it back up and cook it.
Well, and dehydrated food works really well. And most of the vacuum packers that I sell have the ability to vacuum pack in a jar or some kind of vessel, a canister.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times when you dehydrate things like bananas or apples, if you vacuum pack them in a bag, they kind of get smushed back together. So if you put them into a jar, you're still in an airless environment, but you don't have the crushing effect of the plastic bag. So.
Oh, now, I never thought about doing them inside a container.
Yeah, you can do, you know, that way you can make use of your old canning jars in a different fashion.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of those up in the attic.
Well, pull them down. Put them to use.
I need to do that. I need to do that for sure. Tom, it's been a pleasure. I want to talk a little bit more about vacuum pack. What is the cost effectiveness? How much does a unit cost? I know you've got different units, different sizes, and what is most appropriate for those who just need one in their home?
Well, I sell new and used machines, and they start around $200 and go to $20,000. So it's like, where would you like to be? If you're going to buy one of those $20,000 units, you better have several people standing around ready to use it, but. I'm selling an awful lot more machines to people that do hunt and fish and are tired of the meth and the chamber style machines are becoming more popular, and they're also coming down in price. And those start, good ones, start in the $1,000 and go up to $4,000 or $5,000, depending on the size that you need. But, just for home kind of use, somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000 will get you a really decent machine that'll last you mostly for the rest of your life. So,
I was going to say the money that you will save will pay for that machine fairly quickly.
Yeah, vacuum packers pay for themselves pretty much in the first year.
Okay.
Mostly because you quit throwing food away.
Well, we mentioned that too, and you have that on your website about 90% less waste. And I want to talk about that because I think we've become a pretty wasteful people here. You know, we just throw things away and don't think about it. So let's talk about that 90% less waste.
Well, You know, if you've ever opened up your freezer and looked at a piece of, one of those $25 steaks that you should have eaten 6 months ago and throw it out because it's all frosty and freezer burnt, that's money.
You've been looking at my freezer, haven't you? The VacuPack would keep that from happening, so you can VacuPack it and stick it in the freezer, and there's no freezer burn.
Yeah, and
because there's no oxygen there. There's
actually,
no freezer burn.
Red meats will actually keep for about 5 years. So,
yeah.
You know, you've got plenty of time. I don't recommend you keep them that long, but, you know, can be done.
Right. Well, I'm going to give you a website and your phone number again. His website is vacupack.com. You can look and visit there. That's VACUPACK.com, vacupack.com. And his name is Tom Dolder. He picks up the phone. He talks to you when you call. And that's 1-800-227-3769. That's 1-800-227-3769. You know, it's been a pleasure to have you and to talk to you on the telephone in the last couple of weeks, Tom, and reminisce a little bit. I asked Tom when I called him first, I said, do you remember Derry Brownfield? And he's, oh, yes, we remember Derry Brownfield. Do you have a little memory of that or anything you want to share or talk about?
Oh, Derry cooked me, I'm really bad with dates, but it must have been 15 years ago or more.
A little bit more than that. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh yeah.
God. I'll date myself.
That's okay. I'm dating myself, too.
But we had a good time, and we yucked it up and laughed and did exactly what we're doing now, just talking about vacuum packers and what they're used for.
Well, you know, it's something that I really believe in, that the American people, anybody, you know, we're on shortwave, so we're heard across across the ocean and everywhere. You know, we're heard everywhere. But I believe it's time for people. You can't expect someone else to do anything for you. You've got to start at home to protect and preserve, whether we're talking about your food, whether we're talking about your finances, whether we're talking about our rights here as citizens, whatever it is, you have to take it into your hands. And I think VacuPack is a good start for that. I mean, maybe I'm stretching it a little bit, but you know, taking care of your family comes before anything else. And that's what we do when we're taking care of our food.
I don't know how people live without them, personally. But that's just me.
Well,
I've been selling them for too long, I guess.
Well, I think that you've learned how good they are. And it's just become a way of life with you. You know, you preserve your food as you get it, and you take care of it. You know, and VacuPack is... it's a great way to preserve the food and preserve the other precious items in your home that you want to protect. And you can't expect somebody else to do it, so you got to do it yourself. And you're out there working in the garden and you're growing all that food, or maybe your neighbor's got a huge garden. They need, you know, that therapy in the dirt, and they grow more than they can handle. And you take some and you VacuPack it up and you save it. And that's a good way to take care of our family. We are out of time for this morning. Tom will be back with us probably here in another month, and we appreciate you so much, Tom, and appreciate VacuPack. Give him a call at 1-800-227-3769. That's 1-800-227-3769. When we come back, we're going to talk about technical.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. To the protecting and preserving of the Second and the First Amendments. There's been an awful lot being said about this, and the Democrat candidates that are running for president, if you listen to what their promises are, if you listen to what it is they want to do, and if you go back and you read what socialism is, you ought to be scared to death. But Cory Booker, you know, there's a lot of controversy over not just the Second Amendment, but I'm going to put this into a different realm here real quick. But with the voter fraud that we've been concerned about and the voter issues, and they're all talking about the Russian, the Russians messing around with the elections, and of course we know China does and other nations do the same thing. They try to manipulate the U.S. Why do you think that is? Don't you wonder why that is? But Cory Booker, while the Democrat Party is adamantly against voter ID, he wants to have a national license, a national gun license. So you have to have a driver's license, and they're trying to make that on the national level instead of state by state. They haven't been successful with that yet. License and permits are nothing more than more taxes. You understand that, right? It's something that they've decided is illegal, and if you pay them a little amount and you jump through the hoops, then they'll make it legal. But Cory Booker says that he's sick and tired of
people's prayers and thoughts, and we need to do something. And so he's promoting and pushing a national gun license. In other words, you would have to have a license national to have a gun. And you know what that's going to mean. There's going to be more restrictions, more hoops to jump through, so to speak, before you can do that. In their rules for radicals, out of the Sal Alinsky book, one of those is gun control. It says to remove the guns from the citizens' hands so they can't fight back. Look at Venezuela. They removed the guns from the citizens' hands and they cannot fight back because they have no guns. Oh, they can throw rocks, they can make torches, they can make sticks, but they can't shoot back. So, in that particular government, the government owns all the guns. So only government people have guns, and the citizens do not. That is your Second Amendment. And, of course, when I posted this article, this is from Newsmax, Cory Booker pushes national gun license. When I put that on Facebook, I did mention shall not be infringed. What part do we just not understand on the shall not be infringed? That means nothing. You can't change it. Now, the First Amendment is your amendment for, you know, your right, religious rights, your right of free speech. And I'm going to bring that up here just real quick. But they've been fighting that for a long time. They've been infringing upon it. Reinterpreting it. And as I'm reading an article here this morning, the first part of the article said, I thought, did I write this? Because this is kind of a comment I make all the time. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the First Amendment. But it does, apparently. Because they've got it all distorted. They came out, and I can't remember. I need to go back into my history. When they started all this gobbledygobbly talk about separation of church and state, what that means is the state, the government, cannot tell the church what to do, cannot tell the citizen what to believe, when to believe it, and how to be public with your faith. You can be public with your faith. The First Amendment says, let me read it here real quick. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Back in the day before our revolution, the king was telling them all what denomination they could and could not be. He was telling them how to interpret the Word of God. And you know what? He was demanding they take a license from the state. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What part of that is hard to understand? Or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, which is what our cease and desist letter was. This particular article is from the Daily Signal, and I am going to run out of time. I can see that right now. But I really wanted to share this with you, because they're talking about the persecution of Christianity. It says, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the First Amendment, or maybe after the spat over a speech by Nassau's Jim Bridenstine, Bridenstine. It does. I can't pronounce his name. I was thinking it's Bridenstine, like the ones here in our area. Bridenstine. He says they have double standards, the secularism. They don't want you to be open with your faith. And if you work for the government, you should not be allowed to pray at work. Because of separation of church and state. Totally a distortion. A complete distortion of the First Amendment. He goes into this and he makes some really good points. He says if activists can't get Christians to stay quiet, then they'll try to drive them out of government altogether. That will be tough to do in this administration with President Donald Trump. Thanks to the fearless leadership of President Donald Trump, he says. If his team has learned anything, it's how to stand up to bullies. That shouldn't be hard for a man like Bridenstine. He was already light years ahead of the opposition. Now, he gave a speech. And this particular article in the Daily Signal is written by Tony Perkins. And I think you all know who he is. The First Amendment, which outlines the separation of church and state and might have also violated ethics rules of the federal executives. And they're talking about Bridenstine's speech and they're talking about President Donald Trump's team, who many of them have prayer each morning. Many of them have prayer with the president each morning. Now, maybe that's happened in presidents past. I don't really remember. Maybe things weren't ugly enough for me to pay attention, or maybe I was just a busy mama. I also have a letter here, or an article here, and I'm going to just put out the precursor here. David Horowitz has written a new book. But this is also coming from another website. But this is a Newsmax article by David Horowitz. He says, the title of the article is President Obama, Why Obama Was the Most Anti-Christian President. So he gives a list of questions here. Which American president changed the White House Christmas cards from being about Christmas or faith to cards featuring the family dog and similar non-Christmas-related subjects? Which president decorated the White House Christmas tree with ornaments that included figures such as May Day Long?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 18 1910 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was sharing with you that David Horowitz has written a book, and it's called Dark Agenda. And it's really about the persecution on Christianity and Christians here in the United States. And I was going through a list of things that one particular president had done, and I'm going to continue with that. It says, which president excluded pro-life groups from attending a White House-sponsored health care summit? Which president nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican? Which president, speaking at Georgetown University, ordered a monogram symbolizing Jesus' name covered while he was delivering his speech? Which president made a practice of deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence? Which president opposed the inclusion of President Franklin Roosevelt's famous D-Day prayer in the World War II memorial? Which presidential administration announced that it would forgive student loans in exchange for public service, but that it would no longer forgive student loans if the public service was related to religion? The answer to the questions was President Barack Obama. He was the most extreme left-wing figure ever to occupy the White House. President Obama's attacks on Christians earned him the title of America's most biblically hostile president. From the website Wall Builders, which listed these incidents and more. Among President Obama's more serious crimes was his support for the terrorist Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, which gave a green light to the infidel-hating organization to murder thousands of Coptic Christians simply because they were Christians. Remember those attacks? They were gruesome. Even worse, he says, President Obama abandoned America's military base in Iraq and withdrew American troops, creating a vacuum which gave rise to ISIS in the creation of the Islamic State. He says, thanks to President Obama's reluctance, ISIS succeeded in destroying the oldest Christian community in the world, whose temple in Mosul had held Sunday sermons continuously since the time of St. Paul. This genocide was one of the most disgraceful episodes in American history, Dershowitz says. Horowitz, I'm sorry, got my men mixed up. Horowitz. And he goes on to say in his article, and it was the direct responsibility of President, who went to the United Nations after the attack in Benghazi to protect the Islamic jihadists responsible for the murder of four Americans, including the American ambassador. Remember that? Another 9/11 against the American people. They did nothing to stop that attack. And after it happened, knowingly blamed some kind of a video on YouTube. Knowingly. Knowing that it was not the truth. But he went to the United Nations in defense of the jihadists against the murder of four Americans. It was a betrayal of every American and every Iraqi who gave their lives to keep that country out of the hands of the terrorists. The blood of President Obama's hands is on President Obama's hands. And it was more than a betrayal of the Iraqi Christians and the heroes in Benghazi. It was a betrayal of America itself. You know, President Barack Obama doesn't talk kindly about America. We can do better than this. I think that's what he's all. We're better than that. The American people are too smart to elect President Donald Trump, I believe he said. President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the majority of the elected Democrats in the Democrat Party, and many of the globalists who sit in the Republican Party. They are socialist globalists. It's all about socialism and power with them. It's not about an independent people. It's not about the First Amendment, and it certainly is not about the Second Amendment. I have an article here. I don't know if you watch much of the TV at night. Many of you do, many of you don't. But different ones of these talk show hosts have gone to the borders. I have an article here by, this is by Bob Price, but I have an article here by Mike Cutler as well. Bob Price did the homework here, and he says a migrant paid $130 to rent a boy to cross the border as a family. He paid another $130 to get a fake birth certificate for this young man. He's 8 years old. That's what Congress is allowing. Congress, with their idiotic policies, created this crisis at the border, and yes, it is a crisis. Even the left, some of the left media now is admitting, yes, there is a crisis. Anybody can see that there's a crisis. Congress refused to look at it. The only crisis they see is they're losing power, and they're losing it fast. Because the American people, you can only lie to them so long. And nobody likes treason. Jerry Falwell said, the evangelical vote for Donald Trump will be even bigger in 2020. because they've stopped voting for issues because they have lost faith in the Republicans ever voting correctly on issues, doing what they say they're going to do, you know, like ban paying the Planned Parenthood, redoing Obamacare and getting things made straight. We've given up on them. And we're voting for other things like jobs and security, the border, the immigration issues. And that President Donald Trump is going to win even bigger with the evangelical vote in 2020. They're predicting it's going to be close, but we're predicting that we're going to continue to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn...